No, welcome everyone. Welcome back to Comedy at the Charles. Woohoo!
What a great turnout, everyone.
Thank you guys for coming tonight. It is a fundraiser, so there is raffle tickets and all proceeds are going to Sierra International. I don't know if anyone follows our Marky Mark McGowan, but he recommended Sierra International for India fundraising, and so two comedians came back to us and said, look, can you guys do this? That was Miss Samia and Jill, the Scottish Terrier, and said, can you guys help us do this? So that's how this sort of all happened. So thanks to the ladies, and thank you all for helping this become real. Can you all put your hands together and welcome to the stage your MC for tonight, David Cullen.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone. Give it up for Nicole and Yvonne there. Involved in the running of the night, Nicole and Yvonne. It's NY Events. That's what this is, because one of their middle names is New and the other one's is York. So that's how that came about. Whose phone was that? Fuck you, grassed up the, them. You look, all look behind you. It's you. What's that? Who's, is that an alarm or someone calling you? A dog's wandering in the garden. Why did I have to talk to the one mad person who also happens to be... also happens to be Scottish? That's the... worst way this could have started. This Australians can't understand us. We should just pretend we can't understand each other as well for the next little bit. It's good. Who's that Scottish man up there? What's your name? Bill or something? Jim or something?
Jimmy.
But what's your name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Oh, it's Jimmy, right? There you go. Good. No, clearly. That's great. And who are you with tonight? Your victim? Your lovely wife, Linda. Hello, Linda. How are you? Are you all right? Are you in this marriage voluntarily, or are you... you've been trapped there now? Edinburgh, there we go. Jim thinks this is just a big conversation that we're all having. Edinburgh, where are you from then, Jim? Are you from Glasgow then? Is that what... Ayrshire, near west of Glasgow, because that's what you, some of you might know, Edinburgh and Glasgow, that's the two big places in Scotland, isn't it? And people from Glasgow don't really like people from Edinburgh, because I'm from Edinburgh and so is Linda and stuff. I don't know why though, I think it's just because Edinburgh's got culture and that intimidates them, people from, they don't like it, because they don't like it, because here's the thing, but then I'm less popular in Scotland, because I'm actually, believe it or not, half English, half Scottish, right? And that's why people from Glasgow hate people from England just as much as they hate people from Edinburgh, which makes me not very popular when I visit Glasgow, because one of them, a nice fine Scotsman like Jimmy, came up to you. If you're ever in Glasgow, you'll meet the Glaswegians when you're about and stuff. They put on their best tracksuits and just come up and strike up conversation with you, and... one of them, they love asking where you're from, and one of them asked me where I was from, and I was like, oh, rather than going into a sort of longer story, I was like, well, I'm kind of, I guess, half Edinburgh, half English. And without any hesitation, he just went, oh, it's just half cunt, half bigger cunt, and just like, just walked off. I was like, cool, that's and he was right, he was bang on the money, so. There we are, he's a little nice punch. Give me a cheer, the Aussies, they're in the room. Yeah, all of you, of course, because nobody can get in at the moment, it's just... me and Jimmy and Linda, that's it. It's a lot. And have we got anyone else? Anyone from anywhere else? New Zealand? That doesn't count. That's the same. Same thing. Same thing as Australia. Anyone else? New York, just like the events of the tonight. Cool. New York, how did you get here from New York? Aeroplane. A while ago. Oh, what a I swam here last week. Got a bit of a cough, but it's all right. We... Because that's what we're here for tonight, obviously, raising money for COVID relief in India, because we've had it pretty lucky here in Perth, the whole pandemic thing. Is everyone aware that there's a pandemic going on? I know Perth's in a bit of a bubble. I like that we had a couple of little lockdowns this year, because before that, nobody in Perth seemed to know what you're talking about. When you'd say, like, pandemic and COVID, they'll be like, panda what? Man, am I? Now good. Fucking... because... you tune in, I'd tune into the news, like back home, and you see the rest of the world, the rest of Australia even is like in chaos, just like fucking hundreds of thousands dead, like millions infected and stuff. And the whole of last year, everyone in Western Australia was just like, oh, fucking sick, I've got JobKeeper, yeah, nice. Fucking JobKeeper, yeah. Like, what's it for? Like, fucking don't know, but well, I can buy heaps of meth. That's what I know. I can. If you like your meth here in Perth, don't you? Give me a cheer if you're on meth tonight. Couple, it's the Charles. There's got to be a couple. Come on. Couple at least. Your meth. Big fans of it, aren't you? It's interesting, though, being from Scotland, you know, the meth lovers here in Western Australia, because you'll back me up on this. In Scotland, heroin, that's our hard drug of choice, isn't it, Jim? Heroin, yes. We love a bit. Me and Jimmy will be in the toilets at half time if anyone wants to. We love a bit. A bit of heroin. You've all seen Trainspotting. That was more of a Visit Scotland ad in the 90s. It was based on a true story. It's fun, like, everyone's done it. Like I say, I've done it. Jimmy's definitely done it. Linda, they've all done it. It's not a big deal, like, in Scotland. It's usually, like, on your 18th birthday, like, the whole family come around, like, your grandparents, they bring it. They're, like, all proud. They're like, I remember the first time I shot up. And they're like, your granny's cooking, using the same spoon she just made her cup of tea with. That's it. Get fucking cooking. You all shoot, you share a needle, and you come closer as a family, don't you? No, I'm joking, of course. Everyone's grandparents are long dead by the time they're 18 in Scotland. And the heart failure gets them young, Jimmy. Jimmy would have been long dead if he was still in Scotland, but he's out in Australia, living the high life. Imagine, oh, Jimmy, that's, well, now we know who to talk to after the gig. It's fun. And, you like your meth, though, but... It's fun. I mean, they're very different, though, your meth users here and our heroin users back in Scotland. Because heroin's quite like a passive... Like, people that take heroin, they just kind of, like, take it and then lie on the floor, having a fucking great time down there, having the time of their life. But your meth users are quite different, aren't they? They're very much active members of the community. They get out and about and do stuff. And they let people know. They're like, I'm fucking doing stuff. And you're like... They've got jobs. They'll wash your window at traffic lights and everything. I'm like, it's... Like, our drug users don't do that. No, they, Jimmy. Yeah, well, layabouts. But look, say what you like about meth here in Perth, and I had my opinions before, but there's a guy that lives across the road from me at the moment. He's one of your big fans. He must be right up the top of the league in how much he loves meth. But I have to say, that guy's dog is the most well-walked dog I've ever seen in my entire life. He never stops walking that thing. That dog loves it. You should see the way that dog looks at him. He thinks he's the best human that's ever lived. Just come back from a 2-day walk and the guy's like, you want to go out again? The dog's like, fucking right I do. That's like walking along the street all proud. That's where, if I get reincarnated, I want to be a meth head's dog. I'm like, that's the good life. That's the good stuff. How are we doing down the front? We've got nice old front row here. A couple at the end. Is this old couple? You, I can see you're like, fucking sit still. It's weird because it's like blue light and you all look like you're glowing. You're like some weird kind of like Amsterdam nightclub going on here. Like, we're going to pick. So we've got your nice couple at the end. Are you a nice couple? Or she said no. They're discussing. They're like, what are we going to say? What's our cover story? They're having an affair. That's what's going on. This is happening. Where's the Irish one? What, which Irish one? Anyone like Scottish but Irish? All right, that's all right. Jimmy, we've been confused with Irish people again. It's happened once again. It's the same accent. Look, just there's even another comedian in Perth called Dave Callan who also has long hair, and he's Irish. So I'll give you his Facebook and tell him that you wished he was hosting tonight instead of me. Then I'll go home and cry. But that's nice. And we've got a nice... Who have we got down the front here? Friends, that's all right. You're sharing chips and everything, though. Good friends. Good friends. And then we've got someone, a couple at the front. Are you a couple as well? Yeah. Yes, all right. It feels like this is very, like, I'm like, fucking, where are you? Let's go. What's your name, lady? Oh, Cheryl. That's what he calls you anyway. And what's your name? Chris and Cheryl. Nice. A good couple's name, Chris and Cheryl. I like that. And are you both from Australia? Born in India, whole cool stuff. Someone would, because they're like, that's what we're raising money for tonight. Yeah. But Chris, actually just for Chris. get his jab. That's right. You're born in India, now you live in Australia. That's good. And are you a couple then? Or is it married? Yeah. How long have you been married for? 8 years. Oh, it's still, you think it will last? You'll see. Yeah, you can't. You got to fucking. You can't act too keen even when you're married. Is it? I play it cool. You're like, I know we're married, but come on, let's see. It's fun. I've moved here. I'm someone who moved here. How long have you lived in Australia for, Chris? 42 years. Fucking what? She's amazed. She's like, give me a chip. 42 years. That's great. I've only been here 2 years now. But this is my home here in Australia because I got married recently to one of your nice Perth ladies. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's very nice. To be honest, I don't even like her that much. Just wanted a visa. That's all. You've seen the state of the UK. They've been like locked down for like a year. I was like, fuck that. I'm not going there. I was like, you'll do. What's your name again? No, I'm joking. She's going to go. I think it'll last. Like I said, I don't want to jinx it, but. We were only engaged for 2 weeks, right? Which is a very short time to be engaged. Everyone always said, you know, and the people were like, oh, how come, you know, such a short time engagement? And I'm always like, you know, well, when you're with the right person, you know you're going to be with forever anyway. Like, what's the rush, you know? Like, why wait longer? You know, especially when your visa's about to run out. You know, that was the, it's like 2 weeks. That's not long enough. Come on, let's hurry this up. But basically the same joke as the one I did before. But get two visa jokes out of that. That's the only reason I got married. I was like, I'll get 2 minutes of stand up about this. That's fun. So give me a cheer if anyone's been to see stand up comedy before. Yeah, most of you, cool. And if you've seen open mic stand up comedy, few of you, but so most of you haven't, right? So this is open mic stand up comedy. So basically, what it is we've got seven acts on in each section, everyone's just doing 5 minutes, and it's like a combination of sort of newer acts who might be just starting out in comedy and they're sort of like getting the first 5 minutes honed, we've got some professional acts as well who are coming out to try some new stuff. But basically, that's it. It's a kind of like fun experimental night. You know, sometimes you see jokes and you think you're like, oh, that's gonna fucking make me a star, and then you say it out loud and nobody laughs, and then you go home and cry. That's all right, that's fine, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for tonight. So basically, just all you need to do is just give a lot of love and support. Just remember, some of it is probably material that's getting tried for the first time, but it's gonna be a good night, I reckon. We're all up for that. It's all right, sounds good. So our first act coming on is Luke Boland. He's fantastic. So after three, start the clap, and 1, 2, 3. It's all good, Brett. Welcome to the stage, Luke Boland!
Yeah, I am doing my bit to raise awareness for COVID testing tonight by doing some dangerously untested jokes. That's my plan. I got to tell you, my least favorite thing in day-to-day life at the moment is every time I go onto the internet, I have that test to prove I'm not a robot. Happens every single day. I have those 9 images flash up. They'll be like, if you're not a robot, then you can click every pedestrian crossing here. And you got to click them off. Or they'll be like, click every traffic light or click every bicycle human. I got to tell you, if robots have trouble identifying pedestrian crossings, traffic lights, and bicycles, I can't wait for these driverless robot cars. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's day one. We're going to have a driverless robot car just go through a red light, through a pedestrian crossing, and take out 10 cyclists. Although, I got to tell you, in Western Australia, that car would be a hero. That's the car that killed all the cyclists. I think I'd buy that car a drink at the pub, is all I'm saying. I think possibly in Western Australia, a driverless robot car that killed 10 cyclists could be the only thing popular enough to beat Mark McGowan in the next election. It's just a theory. I don't know if it's true. I do a lot of stand-up comedy, so I've been busy lately. I've been on the road doing stand-up, and I haven't had a lot of time to do all the jobs at home that need doing. And so I was getting a bit down about it, and my wife said, it's all good. Here's what we're going to do. Let's just hire a professional to come in and do the jobs that we don't want to do. Sounded like a great idea until the next day when my wife hired some random dude to come over and give me a hand job. That's not what I had in mind there at all. I realized this week I'm an addict as well, so that's fun. Nothing exciting, I'm just addicted to coffee. The way I realize I'm addicted to coffee is I read this fact online where they said, if you drink too much caffeine in a single sitting, it can kill you. And my brain didn't go, oh no, we need to watch out. My brain just went, well, how much? So I had a look, and the actual fact is if you drink 42 cups of coffee in a single sitting, the caffeine overdose will kill you. I read that, and my brain went, cool, so 41 and we're fine. So you know you're addicted right there. I also found out last week that I have a mutant power. Again, nothing to be excited about. How I found out I had a mutant power, my wife and I took our kids down to the park. We sat down on the park bench. As soon as I sat down, I stood up again. My wife's like, what's wrong? I went, it's a lot of ants here. She went, what do you mean? I can't see any ants. I said, no, but you know, I can smell them. She's like, wait, you can smell ants? I'm like, yeah, you know how they've got that real ant smell about them? She's like, no, that's not a thing. So I Googled it, and apparently it's a rare mutation that only 6% of the population can smell ants. What a power to have, let me tell you. I got two brothers and a sister, all super intelligent, gifted academically, all went to university, all in high-paying jobs, but me, I can smell ants. How is that benefiting me? I can go around my brother's and sister's house into their mansions and walk around and be like, this is nice. Two stories. Oh, that's fancy. Smells like you might have an ant problem, though. That's not helping me at all. I'm never going to be invited to join the Avengers with that mutant power. I'm not going to be like, oh, well, yep, Luke, we'd love to have you on board. Thanks, Captain America. I'll do you proud. Thanks, Thor. Thanks, Hulk. Thanks, Ant-Man. Like, that's not a thing that's going to happen. I love strawberries. Anyone here love strawberries? How good are they? I buy these strawberries from Woolworths, and the fun thing with them is under the lid of every punnet, they have a fact about strawberries. Does anyone else buy these ones? They're great, except the problem is they have two facts, and that's it. So the first one is, did you know that strawberries, on average, have 200 seeds on each strawberry? The other fact is, did you know strawberries are the only fruit with the seeds on the outside. Both fun facts until you've read them 1,000 times. So I kind of went, you know what? This company's not trying hard enough. So I've written my own facts that I'm going to share with them in the hopes that they're going to put these on their strawberry containers. Here's an interesting strawberry fact they can use. Did you know that Allen's strawberries and cream lollies contain no strawberries or cream? That's a fun fact for them. Here's another fun one they can put on their strawberry tubs. Did you know that strawberries are the most used fruit during foreplay and sexual intercourse? It's a fun family fact they can use. Here's another good one. Did you know that in 2018, a disgruntled worker put needles into strawberries that were distributed all over Australia and not traceable? Yeah, that's a fun fact they can put on their lids. Got to be honest, after those three, I ran out of strawberry facts myself, so I just wrote some other general trivia they can use. Here's a good one. Did you know that despite being different colors, Fruit Loop cereal are all the same flavor? That's true. That's true. How dare they? How dare green Fruit Loops have the audacity to taste the same as red Fruit Loops? That's not on in my book, but it's a fact they can use. Here's the last fact I've put down for them. Did you know that drinking 42 cups of coffee in a single sitting could kill you? But 41, totally fine. Totally fine. Look, you guys are lovely. My name is Luke Boland. Hope you have a good night.
Luke Boland. All right, let's keep this going. Welcome to stage, Will O'Regan.
How's it going? How's it going? There's a little child on stage. Fuck yeah. yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah. Well, I say to my mum all the time. No, I'm joking. nah, it's fun. It's fun. Recently, I got told I look like a grown-up school shooter. Yeah. Yeah, fucking. Yeah, cheers, mum. yeah, fucking. 1-0. She's good, eh? Fucking good stuff. Nah, but I was actually quite flattered because I feel like I look like a regular school shooter. Yeah, watch out. Don't exclude me. Yeah, fuck yeah. That's why they put me on. Yeah, that's why I can never be a teacher because I'm like, fuck, he's back. Holy shit. I wasn't expecting this. A 4-year course? Damn. He's going undercover. Nah, it's fine. It's fine. I also grew up Catholic, and, like, I look young, so that's, like, definitely a mix, eh? Yeah. Yeah, there's better mixes out there, I think. Cake. Get away from me, Joseph. Nah, it's all good. Also, don't you think it's a bit weird, though, that they like being called father? That's a bit weird, you know? Like, you You know what I'm saying? Like, I stopped calling my dad, like, father, like, when I was, like, 10. And then, like, 6-year-olds still calling him that. I don't know. I think it was weird. Like, oh, tell me your sins. Okay, father. I haven't known my dad for about, you know, 30 years. He's dead, but I'll call you father. I don't know. That was new. But it's cool. I think it's a bit weird. I think it's a bit weird because, like, you know, I don't think they originally wanted to be called father. I think they were, like, you know, going for the options, all right? We could be called daddy. Daddy Joseph? That could be right. Let's see how this goes. Or tell me your sins. Okay, daddy. Don't think that's going to work, eh? Let's go for the next one. Dad. Well, now we're getting confused because what if your priest has a dad? Let's go, father. Fuck, right on the money. Anyway, that was a newish bit. I think I'm going to move on from that now. I think it could be, it has potential. Stay with me. We're on this together now. You're on this journey. Let's go take this train ride. But it's all good. I had sex once. That's pretty good, eh? yeah, just case after that first joke, you're like, ooh, I'm not sure about this guy. Well, you were fucking wrong. This guy is a fucking, not a stud, but he does okay. He gets the job done. That's what my dad says. You get the job done, you get out. Yeah. Yeah, nah, it's good. It's good quality. I've had sex. Yeah, it's pretty good. One thing I've learned, though, is I can't really talk dirty during sex. And I know that, it's hard work. And I know that women love talking dirty because they just, like, love talking. Yeah, my mom might like that. But even during sex, they're like, let's chat. What are you doing wrong? There's a few things. I can't put my finger on it. That didn't deserve a clap, but thank you. Thank you. No, I didn't mean that. Sorry. No, it's all good. It's all good. But yeah, this one time, look at a lie. It's pretty warm up here. Fuck it, good stuff. I'm not gonna lie. It's this one girl. She was like, oh, you like right that cock? And I was like, oh, yeah, it's all right, eh? Yeah, shit, not bad, man. It just goes up and down. Pretty good. Gave her a thumbs up too, yeah. Yeah, she doesn't like that. Had to quickly... Oh, it's a review. Oh, what a bad time to do a review. It's good. It's good. It's not really good, but it's good. Anyone like porn here? Anyone like porn? I don't know what you expect to see, young man. It's porn, all right? Have you ever seen, like, porn so good if you got to wank? Like, man, this acting is outstanding. How good is this, man? This way, this plumber came in, rude this chick, and fixed his man pipe under 30 minutes. What a quote. That's why I want written down. I'm like, man, can this guy give my mom a good time, and can he fix the pipes? That's a worker bee right there. I don't know. I'm just about that double end. I don't know. Have you seen, like, the porn comments? They're pretty funny. You know? Obviously, there's like horny comments, and you're like, that's a bit weird. Like, you know, who does a? They have to do a comment for it because, you know, you get the post wank clarity, and like, every man knows that feeling right here. But you ever seen those like comments? It's like this one guy gave me a great movie review on Mamma Mia. But fuck yeah, what a 2-for-1 special. I came here for a wank, and now I know that Mamma Mia is a good movie. Fuck yeah, take the missus and the mum to a fucking birthday thing. That's good. Oh, I'm getting flashed now. Cool. I'll just end on this. I wouldn't mind being kidnapped because I've been asked for wanted. Anyway, that's me done. Thank you.
Willow Reagan! Yeah, all right. It's fun, isn't it? You're like open mic comedy and you're like, you get to watch a child talk about sex and porn. That's good. Where else can that happen on a Wednesday night that's legal? Nowhere, that's the answer. So we've got a few more acts in this section. Start clapping, start cheering. Welcome to the stage, Tori Griffiths.
Yeah, what you doing? How you going? Yeah, there's no valid answer to that. You're all fucked. That's not the warm welcome I expected. Any couples in? Are there any couples in? Speak up, your dogs, all right? Any of yous? Sad and miserable out here. for no other reason that you can't escape each other at home? Hey? Or if there is, I'm sure there's couples in. Any of you couples love having showers together? Hey? Woo! Showers together are a weird thing, though. As a guy, I always find showers to be really weird with my missus, because you never get clean when you have a shower with someone else. You know, you clean the bits you're about to dirty after the shower. And also, my missus likes the shower fucking scalding hot. So, as sexy as it is, I'm cold. Like, it's weird, but I actually love having showers, my missus. But not for the reason you think. Not because it nearly always leads to sex, but because if I get the temperature just right, she can't tell that I'm pissing on her. Thank you. It gets a bit tricky though when she does get horny. I've got to be like, "Oh, honey, you're gonna need another shower." I really like it after a fight though. I jump into the shower and she thinks I want makeup sex when really I'm just winning the argument. Yeah, lean in, people. This is the beginning. I found out the other day, do you guys know this? I found out the other day that in America now they've got 24/7 daycares. 24/7 daycares. For those who want to do zero parenting all the time. I just figure it's like having a really expensive World Vision kid. I told you to fucking lean in. But actually, speaking of World Vision kids, my parents recently got a letter from one of their previous World Vision kids, and she's told them she's now become a doctor, which is amazing and everything, but it now means my parents' World Vision child is their most successful kid. Yeah, $30 a month, they got a doctor. What a bitch. I found out recently, I've got a weird paranoia lately. I get a bit paranoid about getting haircuts, and it's all off the back of this one weird moment. Last time I was getting a haircut, the hairdresser caught me checking myself out in the mirror. Like, he caught me making real deep eye contact. And it's because of this. I'm not sure if girls get this, but as a guy, I always find my hair looks the best halfway through a haircut. Like, I'm always looking in the mirror thinking, fuck, I could stand up right now and start a modelling career. And then one more snip and I'm like, oh no, I'm going to have to take a week off work. But I got to that really weird part of the haircut where he pulled my hair tight and was like, oh, is this how much you want cut off? And I've always found that a really weird moment because I don't wear my hair that way. But at least I guess I'd know how my hair would look if I was like falling from a great height. But he pulled my hair tight and he's like, how does that look? I was like, yeah, it looks all right. And then he cut below his fingers. What a fucking hand. You guys should be hurting more for this because it demolished me, all right? I found out I've got two little kids and I realised I've just become a standard dad at a weird moment. I was sitting on the couch and I had to had some stuff to get done that day and I said, I better get a wriggle on. I was alone. I said, I better get a wriggle on to myself. That's fucked. And I've picked up all these other weird sayings. I've started noticing the things we say and the fact that they don't really make any sense. Like, I put the kids to bed the other night and I walked out and my missus goes, oh, how are they? And I was like, yeah, they're dead to the world. That's a weird, dark saying. Like, how are the kids? Yeah, by world standards, deceased. Yeah, what about sound asleep? That just makes you sound fucking lazy. Are the kids all right? They sound asleep. How do they look? What if you accidentally jumble the two up? Oh, how are the kids? They sound dead. Jesus. I better get a wriggle on. As I said, I've got two kids. I love my kids. I just wish the first time I met them wasn't so horrific. Yeah, they say first impressions last. That's a messy one. I learned something interesting, though, in the lead-up to having kids. Midwife taught me that all babies come out face down, and this made a lot of sense to me. I thought, no wonder they come out crying. The first thing they ever see is their mum's asshole. That's the reason they struggle sleeping for the first couple of years. It's also the reason why in those My First Baby books, there's no first thing they ever saw. Because it'd be like, oh, here's Johnny's first steps, and here's his first smile, and here's the first... Oh, oh, pages stuck together again. Dad's been looking at it. Yeah, sorry, that joke is a bit sick. Because if you're jerking off to pictures of your own missus, you got to get more data. I'll leave you guys with this one. I reckon this was the best joke I've ever made in the moment. My missus was getting ultrasound and the midwife goes, have a listen. Listen how fast the heart rate is. And I was like, big deal. You should see my heart rate when I'm inside her. Thanks so much, guys. I'm Tori.
Tori Griffiths. All right, did you say, oh dear? So, yes, good. That's how you keep a marriage alive, Chris and Cheryl. You just have to start wanking to pictures of her arsehole. It's a secret. So, you ready for the next act? It's all right. Start clap. Welcome to the stage, Mark Canny.
Oh, come on, a bit more. Yeah, love the cheers. We love the laughs as comedians. You did come here for a good laugh, didn't you? Who came here for a good laugh? Give us a shout. Yeah, good on you. It's probably a silly question as well. I just hope there's nobody out there that were like, oh, what time's that shit laugh on tonight, darling? Nobody. Maybe Chris down here. Is that you, mate? Is that your real name? I thought you were Akmal when you came here before. That's a compliment coming from a comedian. We like to have a good laugh. What else do we say when we have a laugh? I've had people come up to me and say, oh, shit, man, I nearly pissed my pants. Few people have said that, haven't they? Of course. That is very hard when it's one of those occupations where the quality of your work is judged by how much people piss their pants. Yeah. That and probably the old people's home. And the kindergartens as well. Two places I'm not allowed to perform in again. It's double the work for them. We're both trying to make a living. We're just competing against each other. That's the way that works. What else do we know about laughter? I've got the internet, so I've got a few facts about laughter. We know that 5 minutes of laughter is just as good as 30 minutes in the gym. Yeah, that's right. It's good. So you're doing well tonight. I'm actually going to live forever because I spend a good 30 minutes a week just laughing at people in the gym. That's right. That's how that works. It's one of those those cycles that never end. I hate the gym. I actually had to join the gym to go in to do the research for that joke. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the first time they get you in, they do these assessments when you first get in, they had me doing, like, 100-kilo reps straight off the bat, man, on this machine. It was, a scale, I think the bloke called it. Burnt me out. Had to leave. Still paying $15 a month, and I haven't been in there in 5 years. Just can't go back, just can't get it off. That's the way that works. But at least I can tell people I've got a gym membership. What else we do? We laugh. Talk about when you piss your pants when you laugh. You don't ever hear that on anything else either, do you? You don't hear it like, oh, welcome back to my kitchen rules. And Kate and Debbie have taken out the dessert bar with their deconstructed parfait and cherry glaze. And in a minute, you'll see Pete Evans. He's going to show you his new biochar. It'll make you shit your pants. Yeah, that's exactly what Pete's biocharger did. I just read today that he got fined about $80,000 for that, but he made a lot more than that by selling them. It's the way that capitalism works. We're all fucked. Give us a shout if you're an Australian. Oh, that was piss poor. Right? People are like, is that us? Give us a shout if you're an Aussie. Yeah, it's a bit better. Love being an Aussie. The way we use great sayings. I'll give you some examples of these great sayings. My most favourite one came from my mate Jason. I invited him around to my house for a drink. And when he got there, he was a bit late. And I was like, ah, where you been? Yeah, you want a drink or what? He goes, oh, I didn't come here to fuck spiders. I'm like, oh, love those great Australian sayings. Yeah, didn't come here to fuck spiders. But that got me thinking, where does he go to fuck spiders? Shit, and does he come to my house sometimes to fuck spiders? Just not that night. All right, because there's something that the bloody dog's at the barks at in the middle of the night, and I've got heaps of redbacks, so you never know. Could be him. It did actually become quite clear. We found out, we just thought he was really good on some of those social dating sites like Tinder and things like that, because he's always out there saying that he used to get all these casual fucks off the web. Pun of the night, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, thank you. But it all became clear. Like, I've known this guy since we were in high school. Turns out that, we all thought he was just fondling himself behind a book with a porn bag or something like that. But he really was getting off to Charlotte's Web. Oh, terrible, terrible. All right, what other horrible tales have I got to you? I have been messing on some of the rules in society, something I just I try really hard. I'm a good person. I just seem to stuff them up all the time. I'll give you an example. Some of these rules, the very first rule has got rule in its name. It's called the 3-second rule. Give us a shout if you heard it. Yeah, a few out there. Some of them are like, no, all right, what it is, if you drop something and you pick it up within 3 seconds, then it's all okay. All right? Look at me. I'm 50 years of age. I've said that hundreds of times. All right? I only found out at Easter that it doesn't apply when you drop a baby. Very same day, found out the one hand, one bounce rule is fucking bullshit too. Yeah, but my missus confirmed, right? That's six and out. Still a goer, still a goer. Yeah, I'm not that good. What other rules have we got in society? How long have we got? 1 second. All right, I'll finish on this. I broke this rule, apparently some rule in society, where I scared the shit out of our local Jehovah's Witness by coming to the door stark bollock naked. Yeah, it really freaked him out. All right, I don't know what scared him the most, this wonderful dad bod, or the fact that I knew where his house was. I'll be Mark Haney. Thank you very much.
Mark Canny! All right, we have three acts left in this section. We'll get the next one on. It's all right, she is fantastic. So please start clapping. Welcome to the stage, Nadia Collins!
Hello, how are you? Good. I don't really care. Just don't know how else to start. Cool. It's my passport. Two jokes. Thank you so much. Pity laughs up the front here already. It's off to a good start. I was thinking about sayings today. You know that saying, the world is my oyster? I was like, what does that mean? And then I realised it kind of does apply to me, like in the sense that sometimes you have to swallow things that you don't want to swallow. Doesn't feel right, doesn't taste right, but you just swallow. Life lessons. Look, I didn't say it was going to be easy, but it will be 5 minutes. AFL players, anyone watch AFL? Woo, me too sometimes. Sometimes I pretend to care. they always like slap each other's bums, have you noticed that? Yeah, and I was like, why do they do that? It's obviously because their bums are really sexy. Like, you cannot deny that they have sexy bums, especially with those little shorts. I'd slap their bums as well. Gotcha! Huh? Gotcha! If I was a guy up here talking about women's bums, you guys would be disgusted. Like, you laughed. Arrest this woman. To be fair, most of you didn't laugh. So... more fool me. I'm the one that should go in the jailhouse for bad jokes. Yeah, there's one. Okay, don't worry about it. Anyway, moving on. Good. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I hope this one goes as well as the others. I'm house-sitting in a posh suburb at the moment, and I'm very poor. And I've got a real shit heap car. It's a 1994 or 92, I can't remember, Suzuki Swift, and it has lots of dings, lots of whatever. And people keep writing down my license plate because they're like, she doesn't, what is that car doing? They think they've got to write my license plate because I'm about to go and murder someone, hold the kids to ransom or something. The other day I was driving home and the person in front of me, because it's one of those, like, it's quite labyrinthine. Thank you, I am smart. The suburb, there's a lot of, like, twists and turns. And it just so happened that the person in front of me was taking the same twists and turns as I was to my house sit. And they thought that I was following them, I know, because they suddenly pulled off and did, you know, one of those dramatic U-turns to try and get away. And I thought... I have to allay their fears. So I also did a dramatic U-turn and I started flashing my lights trying to overtake them. And all of a sudden I realised, my God, what am I doing? What if they realise that I've got a body in my boot? Terrible pullback and reveal. What a shame. One of my exes revealed to me at a certain point in the relationship, and there's no easy way to say this, but that he wanted me to... do him with a strap on. One vociferous fan of pegging over there. And I had the same reaction as most of you, a little bit of nervous laughter. I was like, oh. But I feel like you want to seem like you're cool and open-minded when your partner reveals their kinks. You don't want to kink shame. So in my defense of having that, like, freaking out a little bit, being a little uncomfortable when he first said that, I feel like the type of chick that's going to be over the moon when you reveal that you want to be done with a strap on is maybe just not the type of chick that you want to be doing with a strap on. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want them to be like, oh my God, babe, I've got one in my bag right now. Let's go. This changes everything. I'm going to split you like a fucking log. Break you into like a Kit Kat. I'm gonna emasculate you like one of those husbands on Grand Designs. Wear you like an Enyo glove and dust you around the house, motherfucker. Guys, thank you so much. I've been Nadia Collins. Have a great night.
Nadia Collins. Yeah, all right. Who loved Pagan up there? Who was that? One of you. But let's get the next one on. It's Gemma Francis.
You can get money for pegging, just saying. I'm so stoked to be here, but please forgive me. I'm a little bit distracted because I've just welcomed my first niece into the world today. Woo, I didn't do it, obviously. My sister did it. It's really great. It's so exciting to be an auntie for the first time. It's a bit weird though because, you know, like, I don't know if anyone got any siblings. Yeah, obviously. You know, you have that healthy sibling rivalry, right? And me and my sister have always had that. We're really close, but she's always been a little bit better than me. You know, she's always been a bit better. You know, she did really well in school and I'm a fashion school dropout, obviously. She's a really skilled nurse. She's a nurse at the children's hospital. She didn't do that thing that happened, don't worry. too soon, sorry. And, you know, I'm a divorcee and I'm 30, so, you know. And, you know, me and Mum, we're sitting in the waiting room and we've just heard she's been born and we're, like, crying. And it's like, oh, my God, and we're hugging. And she's like, I'm so proud of her. And I was like, Mum, are you proud of me? I went viral on TikTok last night. I birthed art and laughter into the world. She didn't seem as impressed. As I said, I am 30. Anyone 30 here in the 30s? Yes? It's hard, isn't it? It's a bit of a weird transition from 20 to 30. And you have these realizations, you know, I just turned 30 and I'm having dinner with my friends. And I just sort of stepped outside of my own body and realized that they're all pregnant or married or both. And I'm like, what is happening? And it's not, I don't mind that because I love being the pseudo auntie. It takes a village and all that shit. The thing that disturbed me the most is they decided to start discussing breeds of grass for their lawn in detail, like fucking detail. Like, I don't give a shit about your buffalo or your winter green. Like, no. So if you guys need a friend, I'm in the market for some. Come talk to me after. The other thing that happens when you're 30, as I said, I'm single and I'm still dating, getting myself out there. And the other thing that happens is the response to when you're dating when you're 30 is vastly different to when you're dating when you're a bit younger. Like, I went up to my mum when I was younger and I'd be like, Mum, I've got a date tonight. And she'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting, my love. What's his name? How old is he? What does he do? And now I go up to my mum and I say, Mum, I've got a date tonight. And she'll say, oh, and what's his name? How old is he? Does he have a job? Oh, Mum, he's got wintergreen on his lawn, if that's anything to go by. Yeah, I found myself divorced in 28. I was also in the Christian church for most of my 20s. So when I sort of ended up single again, I didn't know what I was doing. I was like an alien, you know. I didn't know about the modern dating world. There was no apps when I was young. That makes me sound so old. You know, and I decided to get myself out there, but it's a real, real world out there, guys. Like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't even know what a red flag was. Turns out red's my favourite colour. You know, and you know, I just got confused about so many things. I was chatting to this guy and, it was going really well. And he said, oh, for our next date, I'm going to give you some Spanx. And I said, well, that's lovely of you to give me some sensible and flattering underwear. That's not what he meant. Turns out I quite liked it, actually. He didn't want to be pegged, thank God. And this last guy I was chatting to recently, I was sort of like chatting and was getting a bit naughty and I was a bit flirty, a bit, how you going? And I said, oh, look, mate, I've got to go have a shower. I'll talk to you later. And he wrote back and he said, oh, can't imagine what you're doing there in the shower. Can't imagine it. And I said, well, to be completely honest with you, Steve, I'm in a really weird yogic position trying to get the dead skin off my feet with a pumice stone. Like, there's nothing sexy going on here. And I was having brunch with my friends and I was really upset because he unmatched me. And I was quite confused. And they said, Gemma, that's not how you flirt. I said, well, what would you have said then? What would you have said? They said, you should have said, you should come over. You should come over. And I said, well, why would the fuck would he want to see that? Give this to a great cause, guys. Thank you so much.
Gemma Francis. Give it up once again for All the Acts You Saw.